Welcome. We invite you to enjoy this Word Alive message with Pastor Edwin E. Ford of Crossroads for Life Ministries, a voice in the next move of God. We know you'll be blessed by this spoken word of God as we tune into today's message.
Faith does come by hearing. He said, but also forsake not the law. Somebody say the law of thy mother. If you had a mama like mine, she was the law. Don't let the hype fool you now. If I said, she said, if I tell you to go jump off a bridge, you better be heading in that direction and praying I change my mind. Okay, verse 9, okay. Okay, y'all ain't had no law in your house, okay. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. And they shall be what? An ornament of grace. When you've been raised in the word, God places upon you a signet that will attract favor to your life. They used to tell us manners will take you further than education. Amen. All right. Proverbs 6. Yep. I ain't mess up them shrimp and crab legs. I ain't mess it up. But Lucy, you give some scripture to tell somebody you went to church. Proverbs 6, verses 20. Begin at verses 20. Proverbs 6. Hallelujah. Verse 20 reads, my son. So keep your father's command and do not forsake the law. Why y'all keep it? We can fuss daddy, but they got the law. You know, if you break a law, you get to go to jail for free. He says, do not forsake the law. Who? Your mother. He says again, bind them continually upon your heart and tie them around your neck. And when you roam, they will lead you. I need to talk to some roamers this moment. That there was a time in your life you wasn't where you supposed to be at. You weren't always evangelist and deacon and reverend. I got some ex-roamers in here. Don't let that cologne fool you. You used to wear black clothes all the time. He says, and they will lead you when you sleep. They will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp and the law is a light. Reproofs of instructions are the way of life. I'm going to say that. I ain't preaching that today. But for all y'all don't like to discipline your children, the Bible says that's the way of life. Because if you don't discipline them, life will. If you don't correct them, mama, life will get them straight. That's in the Bible. All y'all who are here, you still bit at your mama because she beat you on Christmas? She was trying to prepare you for a successful life. But that ain't what I'm preaching. But I know I gotta get it before y'all go get crab and shrimp. Verse 22. He says, when you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. When you awake, when you are aware, they will speak with you, and that's they will talk to you. Look at your neighbor real quick. Say, neighbor, oh neighbor, I think I hear my mama still talking. For those who are doing the video, say, mama still talking. Some of us have lost our mother, but every now and then you can hear mama. While you raising your child, you can hear mama still talking. Tell me, she's still talking. Father God, we thank you today. Bless the service in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Mother's Day is probably one of the toughest days of the year to preach. This is primarily because it seems that Mother's Day is a minefield. You don't just preach to one generality on Mother's Day. You get a mixed crowd. You get a little diversity on Mother's Day. You get people that may not have been to church since last Mother's Day. There are all kind of emotions that you have to confront on Mother's Day. So some may not have had the blessing of mothers who were godly, or maybe even still have painful memories of relationships with their mothers. Or there are some of you who you are mothers and maybe with your kids who are not walking with the Lord. Or you are estranged from your children for one reason or another. Then there are those who want to be mothers but are not able. And then you have those who had great mothers, but they are going on to be with the Lord. And today you're missing your mama. But you can see that with all of these potential realities that may be present here this morning, it presents some real challenges to any preacher as you stand in this place to preach a Mother's Day sermon. But one thing we all have in common, regardless of where you might find yourself in this minefield this morning, and it is we all have mothers. Our mothers gave us life. And many people are nitpicking mamahood and motherhood about different things they may not had, and they didn't do this for me. But hold up. Can you put your hand over your mouth? Breathe real hard. Do you feel the wind hitting the back of your hand? If they didn't do nothing else for you, you got life. I'm sorry. And that was the only entity that God ordained to give it to you. Now, some of y'all may have come out the science lab. I don't know. But my mom gave me life. And sometimes when you come into an age of maturity, no matter where you started at, you got to come to some point of realization that no matter how I started, I can end better. And I thank mama for giving me life. That means I got opportunity. Glory to God. I got opportunity now to do what I want to do and achieve what I want to achieve, but I can't get away from the foundation. My mama gave me life. And so there is some responsibility that comes with that. The Bible is clear. As he says that we are to honor our mothers. Put up Deuteronomy 5 and 16. Come on, I got 9 more minutes. Come on. Before we go get some crab legs. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 5, 16. He says, honor thy father and all the good mothers. No. My mother don't deserve to be called on Mother's Day. You don't know how she treated me. But God didn't ask you that. The woman God was talking about perception is what you think about it. No, God said honor, whether you think it or not. I instruct you, I command you, if you want to be blessed. See, what you do for them is not about them, it's about you. Hallelujah. He says, honor that father honor that father and mother as the Lord thy God hath what? Ask you if you got a free time. No, he's commanded you that. Why? Hold on. Why do I need to honor my mother? Why do we have to have a Mother's Day? Somebody got a brilliant idea one day, even in the midst of their grief, and the lady's name is Anna Jarvin. God placed upon her heart to initiate a forum that we honor mothers. Her mother passed away, and in the memorial, she passed out carnations to everyone who attended the service. And she pushed this initiative. And they knew it was God bread because this local initiative in this small church became a national campaign. To the point that the president, Woodrow Wilson, adopted it as a day of honor nationally that we do what God told us to do. To honor these people that it may what? Your days may be prolonged and that it may go well with you. Now, I don't have time to go, but in the New Testament, this is the only one of the commandments that transferred with a promise. New Testament says, honor your mother and your father long when that days be long, and it may go well with you, for this is the first commandment with a promise attached to it. Because I promise you that. If you honor that lady, if you esteem that lady because of what she's giving you, she is giving you the law. Yes, Dad gives the command, but she's the teacher of the law. And these words are light to you that find it. These words, Mama, teach you are going to be healing to your flesh. Glory to God. I know it may be bitter sometimes, but it's going to be sweet in your belly. I know sometimes they call this called momisms. Momism. These are those quotes that you know your mama used to tell. You know, stuff like, he's always having clean underwear. Oh, God, Bianca. They don't know nothing about no momism. Them little quotes that mama will give you, and now you still hearing them in the back of your mind. Respect everybody. Respect authority. Mom, I want to say, you hear me, boy? Respect authority. Some of your mothers going to be with the Lord. You can still hear those words, and you can look back at the foundation of your success, and you can say it was Mama. Sometimes the voice may seem a little harsh because you didn't play it because they knew that what they were telling you will be life for you one day. They taught you the word. Taught you the Ten Commandments. Honor, respect people. They taught you the biblical precepts of being blessed. Mama call you, you don't want to hear. Mama say, you paid your tithes? Okay, I need some. I see, mamas don't care. Mama don't care about what your church teach. Mama read the Bible. Mama said, did you pay your tithes? Now you can fuss and pass all you want, but you know what your mama told you. Who that in your house this time of night? It don't look good for a single lady to have men in your house all time of night. Oh, y'all act like y'all ain't had no real mama. I thank God. Somebody give God pray for the real mamas. All these cowards around here. Mama, tell you. Mama don't care about you. My mama was talking about my brother in front of his back. No, My brother said something. I thought I was surprised. Shocked he said that, really. Because, you know, I don't care how old she still swing on you. So he politely said, Mama, you know I'm standing right here. And, oh, my God. What you trying to tell Mama? My mama lost her mind. I ain't scared of you. Who you think you is? I'll say it in your face, nigga. I'm excuse me. Oh, yeah, that's, excuse me, y'all. Excuse me, that's how Mama talked. She told me. Long as you in your place and you got manners, she said, hey, son, hey, but act crazy. She said, Mother Dilbert do that? Mother Dilbert will get you straight, brother. No, sir, because she's more concerned about your success than your comfort. And we have moved on in life, but because she did the commandment of God and she taught you his law. Because you know the law of God, your life has been successful. Now you call it back and say, Mama, thank you. I never would become who I am today if you hadn't raised us the way you raised us. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We got some of us to be honest enough and say, thank God for my journey. I wouldn't want to be raised no other way than how I was raised. She told us something that you don't hear no more. No. With no explanation. I wish you would ask why. I wish you would. That's called entertainment for me and my brothers. Boy, you're going to get killed. Not killed. Killed. K-I-L-T. So why I can't go? That's an elbow, a knee to the gut. I know the sheriff. I know you run for office. Sheriff said you need to get a belt, and you turn him around, and you. I got you. But his alter ego might have said, whatever she see. Y'all remember them Mattel racetracks? Y'all remember the racetracks we used to put together? What were some other uses of that racetrack? Weapons. Anybody know about a stitching car? Oh, that's what I used to plug my lamp up. Yeah, we plugged the lamp up too. But it lit something else up but a lamp. It lit you up. You light up my life. Stitching cord, water hole. We just cut them up too. Everything had a second life. Mama, that water hole bust up. I said, don't worry about it. Cut up in pieces. Put that under the seat in the car. Because she was short. She got to reach back to the back. But see, y'all, let me get the order right. She did that after she taught you better. That's how they would say it. I taught you better than that. I said, I taught you the words some. You don't talk to grown people like that. I taught you better than that. I taught you to honor those who are in authority over you, that it may go well with you. Glory to God. And today, we're still hearing, Mama, as I rush to my close. Mama, why did you say what you said? Can I give you the bottom line? Because Mama did not want any of her children to go to hell. I know we don't tell that no more. But son, if I leave this earth before you, I want to make sure that I see you in glory. And while we were out there running the street and doing everything, Mama was on her knees praying. God, don't take my son right here in sin. Cover him under the blood of Jesus. Make sure, come on now. She was sending angels because she did not want him to die in his sins. While I was in the club, my mama prayed for me, had me on her mind, took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad mama prayed. You wonder how did you get out of some of the stuff you got in because you had a praying mama. She may not have the education you have. She may not have the friends that you have now, but she had a relationship. She had a relationship with God. And you know she did, because when you got in trouble, you ain't call your friends with money. You didn't call all them acquaintances. You knew how to call mama. And mama didn't even have, you didn't even have to tell her. She said, what's bad? You talking about, mama, you cook some dressing. Mama, you cook some string beans. And she looking on for like, you don't want no string beans? What's the matter? I don't know, mama, I just called to say, she know I ain't heard from you in 3 weeks. They call it mama's whip back then. But it's the anointing of God. It's the grace that God places on your mom. That even when you ain't talking to her, she talking to him. You better hear me. Glory to God. When I went off to college, I didn't understand. We didn't have no money, but I had a praying mama. And can I tell you, my needs were supplied. I don't know how the bill got paid. I don't know about the tuition, but I never paid a nickel to go to college because I had a praying mama. Glory to God. God, I ain't asking for nothing, but God, I need you to bless my seed. Bless my children right now. Do you understand that the prayers of your mother is as powerful as the voice of God? Why? Because the anointing, the kairos, the paracletus, that anointing, that is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, was only assigned to two entities in the Bible. One, the Holy Spirit himself. The other was your mama. Okay, you don't believe it? He said, I'm going to give you a helper. Allos Paracletus, that anything she need to do the job, she, y'all better hear me. That's why I can say a single black woman raised her child by herself. Even though daddy wasn't there, he died when I was only 9. How did you do? Because she had the help of God. She, whatever you need to raise them children, God will make it available because I have assigned you to help me on earth. And some of you, the closest thing you ever heard to the voice of God was your mother. The closest thing, I know. We want to say, oh, I did it all by myself. The devil is a liar. God put a praying mother in your life to be his voice. Reason why you're going to do God's will, because your mama taught you the word. Hallelujah. The reason why you so faithful now, because your mama taught you the word. Because see, faith don't come if nobody there is to teach you the word. Somebody taught you what's wrong. They may not have quoted the scriptures, but they taught you right but wrong. They taught you how to treat people right. And God says when they're gone, you'll know that there must have been. The presence of the Lord embodied and wrapped and shrouded itself in the paracletus, the mama. So just in case Mary, Joseph don't help you, something special about to happen in your life. Y'all better hear me. I'm talking to you right now. Mary, don't you weep. Martha, don't you mourn. He says, I got you, because this thing I'm going to do for you, it will be done by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I pray that all men step up in their place. But guess what? If you don't, my God is still able. Hallelujah. I wish I had some mama in here. I'm done. You get your stripping class. But you got to acknowledge there may not have been a daddy. It may not have been a father. Now, we're going to talk about them. But that just in case they didn't do their role, God helped me. Oh, my God. I know my mama can't be, but she'll tell you, God helped me. When I couldn't pay the bills, God helped me. And because I did what God told me to do, he supplied. Y'all better help me here. He supplied all of my needs. Y'all better help me now. We may not have the same kind of clothes, but we had clothes to wear. We never went hungry because I did what you told me to do. I taught them the word. I treated them right. I raised them in the way they should go. And when they get old, that's all I can do for you. All I can do is raise them in the way they should go. And when they get old, they will not depart. You might be running the street right now, but if you got a woman of God, a godly mama that taught you the word, baby, it's going to work together. I don't care what the devil did to you. It's going to work together for your good. Stand up. I'm done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I wish I could sing this house, but in 9 months, you carry me. Worried inside with me. No charge. Hallelujah. When you add it all up, the real cost of real love. Oh, my God. The real cost of real love is no charge. She never asks nothing from you. Son, all I want you to do is do right. She never asked me for a house, a car, nothing. She said, this is my blessing to me. So I live right. Treat people right. I said, that's all you want. Today, when I call her on Mother's Day, her minister to begin, and I said, what you want, Mom? What you? She said, baby, I'm already blessed. I said, what the blessing was? She said, I got a blessing that one day, my children, names are going to be written. Oh, you better hear me. Her blessing is to know my children. I can sleep in peace, baby. If I leave here tonight, she know her children's names. It's going to be written on the Lamb's Book of Life. That's a mom. And they, no. I don't care. Thank you for the jury. But there's a greater say, what would it profit a man? Mama teach values to gain the whole world and lose his soul. You don't impress mama with your car. She want to say, baby, all that stuff you showed her, say you going to church. I don't know. I might be the only half of mama like that. She asked you, you been to church today? I used to get drunk on Saturday night and drink a pot of coffee about 3 o'clock Saturday morning and go to church at 11 o'clock. Why you front? You faking. No. I wasn't faking. Because I know about 12, 30, 1 o'clock, it's going to be a phone call. She don't ask me about my grades. She don't ask me about, did you go to class? Like, I know what she been asking. You been to church today? I ain't say what I was doing in church, but I was in there. The people, I didn't know people remember, say, I remember you used to come to church every Sunday and sleep. I get that corner in that back room. But guess what? One day I woke up and stopped sleeping. One day I got into the service. She knew if you just keep going, you're going to be all right. You think you ain't getting nothing, but hey, God knows how to move in you, baby. Oh, that's you just want to please woman. No. She was more than just a woman. She was God's representation in my life. The closest thing that I had to God was the role model my mama gave. And I'm still preaching Sadie. Tell you that my mama's still talking. I'm still preaching Sadie Dilbert. Yes, she ain't never got to get on the pulpit because she got four preachers. And we preaching Sadie's up and back, Doc. The foundation she gave us, the word that she taught us, and the prayers. My mama don't need to pray no long prayer for my life. All I need is, mama, just put them little 90-year-old hands, just put them on my head, that's all. I know all she got to say, bless you. I'm good. I'll see you later. When I was out there playing football, I wasn't saved, but I knew the power of my mama's prayers. We had no cell phones. I had to try to get her out of phone. Say, Ford, what's the matter, man? I'm trying to call my mama. What? Because I got to hear mama say, bless you. Hey, mama, you know I need her. Bless you, boy. Now, as soon as I hang on the phone, these mother effers, I'm going to kick these. I ain't had it all together then. I need out of prayer, but as soon as I get that blessing, I'm coming out cussing. But look what the Lord. I'm done. Father God, we thank you today. God, it wasn't my goal today to try to give somebody some great revelation knowledge. But God, I want to do something. I want to celebrate your crowning creation. The evolution of man was woman. He never went back to the dirt again. He created her out of the creation. And we thank God for mama. Man with a womb today, God. We thank God for the intricacies, the delicacies, God. But we thank you for the infrastructure you have given her to be teachers of this wisdom. Father, we pray today, God, that mothers everywhere today that are hearing about encouragement that you are special and you mean something to God, because there will never be a next if I don't have a now. And now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Because of what you did in them, I got a next coming. I got a next generation coming up, because I got some loving mamas that are giving their children the word of God, that are steadfast and unmovable, always abiding in the word. And God, that word that you have given us through our mothers is still talking. Thank you, God, for mothers. We seal this prayer in Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this powerful message of Jesus Christ. Please join us for one of our life-changing services. Service times are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Thursday night Bible study begins at 7 p.m. For more information on this ministry, log on to crossroadsforlife.com. And as always, remember, choose life.